a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm joined by another station alumnus, number two of today so far. It is old mate Tom Tremuen. How are you doing this morning, my G?
I'm doing super well, Hoftroff, and thank you so much for having me on for this most auspicious occasion.
Of course,
happy birthday, Radio 1.
Yes, big happy birthday, Radio 1. And yeah, you're looking incredible as usual. Love, love, love. Love the background here. It's very, very student radio core, very Tom vibe.
Oh, man. So I'm currently based in my office at 95 BFM in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. And it's, yep, every college radio station, every student radio station in the world looks the same. But having not been back to Radio 1 in a hot minute since the mighty Tenor Turntables has taken over, mm-hmm. and I know that Radio 1 has undergone a beautiful aesthetic change. It's looking flash. It's looking hot. It's looking zesty.
Yeah, we're kind of getting rid of all that like weird, like gross white like walls, and we're bringing it some sexy, something dark with black painted walls. It's great. It's beautiful.
Goth core, I love it.
As you can see behind me, though, the studio hasn't changed at all, as it should never. Now, your name kind of implies that you're a mewer. Do you consider yourself a bit of a mewer?
Dog. Question one out the gate. No.
No.
No. No mewing here. Damn. Mewing? Mew note.
That's kind mew of... Not. Have you considered changing your name? Because that is kind of misleading.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you can't throw a rock in Aotearoa without hitting a Pākehā called Tom, you know, means that you got to differentiate it somehow. So, I mean, you know. All subject to change.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Hopefully we'll see that down the line. Because again, it is very misleading that you're not a mewer. The second question I have for you is that united me as Hoff Trough and Liam Clune as Clune Tunes back in 2020 when we kind of first became a peer. How many other DJs have you ordained with silly names?
More than one, less than 100. I think the son of a good DJ... or presenter or volunteer at a radio station has to have a nickname, unless they're just generic white guy name like Tom and just need a nickname by default. But
Tommy T.
That's a great question. Dobby T. But I think Hoff Trough and Clune Tunes are some of the best, and it really tied in well with the show that you were doing, which was such a delight to have on the airwaves every Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun to be a part of.
It was a Lynchian... Sunday night roast, and you know, you wouldn't have it any other way.
No, not at all. You joined Radio 1, I assume, in the early 2010s?
Yeah, I went through a period of like shuffling into Radio 1 and grabbing a handful of volunteer application forms, because I always thought me and my friends and flatmates would all, you know, want to do a volunteer junket together, but it was only me in the end, and I handed mine in sort of end of 2011, and I'd started pretty much right away in January 2012. But the reason I ultimately got the courage to walk through the doors and hand in my little volunteer application form was off the back of the threat of closure by OUSA by way of Deloitte in 2011. I was like, you know what? It's time to get some boots on the ground, Boots Riley style.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you would have those Jordans on the ground.
They would have been Chucks back in the day. You know, I was fresh. It was Chuck Taylor City.
True. Was this before or after you modelled for Otago Uni merch?
I think that's classified information. But look, we've all had to pay the rent and done bad things. Some people sell records. Some people... get up at 6 a.m. to do a terrible model shoot for the University of Otago. And as Aaron Hawkins would say, you know, you got to make sure you see the contract before you sign it. But there wasn't a contract, and those photos were used in perpetuity. So if you do see them, please delete them from the internet.
I think I'm gonna do the opposite. I'm going to share them everywhere. Now, you left the station in 2023 to become the general manager of BFM. What do you miss from Radio 1 the most?
A better me would say it's the people, but the real me would say it's Charlie. And probably vegan sausage rolls at the campus store. And I mean, Ready One's such a vibe, and Tamaki's nice, but you know, we live in a tropical, humid hellhole that is Auckland City. So I mean, the vibes in Charlie, and then the people probably did.
Mm-hmm. There's no one else in particular that you miss from the station.
I mean, getting to see Donna Jones every day was probably the light of my life. You know, Donna's one of my favorite people of all time, and she is an absolute legend. Should I be missing someone? I miss everyone.
I mean, it is a cavalcade of characters, really. You know, I think there's one person in particular who just joined the Zoom call who you might be missing.
Oh, no way.
No way. Crossover episode.
This is an absolute stitch up.
We've got Vizin the Rizzler, Vizin in the house. How you doing, Vizin?
Please don't call me that. I'm
Vincent. I figured, you know, because you two have a very beautiful friendship, it's only fair to bring Vizin on to co-interview you.
Well,
we have a beautiful friendship,
Tom. Both. Of course. I would say I would have missed you every day, but you were actually very hard to get into Radio 1 to volunteer, no matter how many cool unpaid internships we threw at you. You just were like, no, I'm too busy. So, yeah, that's on you, Bism.
Excuse me, I was your intern for like a year, and I was like probably the worst intern you've ever had. That's okay.
Well, I think you need to see all the other interns I've had, but shout out to them. Shout out to you as well, and... I feel suitably pranked.
Bringing the heat this morning. Vizin, were there any questions that you have for Tom on this delightful Tuesday?
So I'm just eating breakfast because I'm a busy lady. I have work at 10:30. Tom, yesterday I was on the bus and I saw your doppelganger. He had like luscious black hair with a chunky beard, and he wore like Wayfair shades, all black as well. Because when he got on, I was like, is that Tom? I was about to like wave my hands and be like, how did he not tell me that he's in town? But alas, you are here.
Maybe it would have been a surprise. To be fair, I feel like Dunedin is the doppelganger capital of Aotearoa. Everyone's got a clone. And it might be something to do with something in the water. I don't know if it's too little fluoride, too much fluoride, or just enough fluoride. As breeding doubles. So, but I haven't seen your doppelganger in a hot minute, Vism.
Who is my doppelganger?
Vism too? I'm not sure. Everyone has one.
Yeah.
The question is, can you please stop choosing me as your Duolingo friend quest partner? Because I left two quests for you, two lessons for you to do. And you just failed our quest together. You gotta stop that, Tom.
Well, this is a drag, but to be fair, you're probably one of the best Duolingoers in my very small friend group. So the reason I keep choosing you as a friend is because you're the only one who's gonna do the quest. And if I let you down, that's fine. I'm happy with me letting down people, but you would never let me down. So that's kind of why this is going on. We could get Zach into Duolingo. Are you Duolingoing? Are you learning a language?
No, but if I were to, it would either be French or Tereo. I think those two would be the top of my list. What are you trying to learn at the moment?
Oh, just anything, really, and failing. But a bit of French, bit of German, bit of Italian. Russian way down the list. They don't have Te Reo Māori on Duolingo, which is a crying shame.
True. I guess I do prefer learning, I think, Te Reo in more of a formal kind of wananga session. I think that's where it works best for me. But it will be
okay. Pop off, King. I respect that.
Yeah, thank you, King. Is there any more questions you had for Tom Vizin?
Yeah. What happened to the Dunedin Found?
This is awful. I hope you have some sort of retirement roast where you just have to front up to being dogged by your friends. Look, big things coming. Stay tuned.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm just like every DJ on your Instagram timeline, just like big things coming. I don't tell you when, but they're coming.
But they are coming.
Tom, you kind of suck.
Okay, Vizin, thank you for coming on the show this morning.
You're welcome.
It was great having you.
Thanks, Vizin. Always a pleasure, never a chore. Bye.
right. Aside from the absence of the Zen at BFM, what are some of the other big differences between BFM and Radio 1?
At BFM, we vacuum our own carpets. So, you know, it's pretty hard yakka. You know, we all contribute. We all have to, we have our own kitchen. We don't have a poo kitchen, but we all have to clean it. So
that's good. Don't have a shit.
It'd be remiss for me to say, no, it would be remiss for me to say that the only differences were that everyone at BFM cleans their own dishes. But I don't know. It's, I listen to your show. I tune in, you know, every now and then to the stream, and always enjoy the tunes you're playing. And so it's nice to do some. Maybe it's competitive research. Always got to stay sharp by seeing what the cool kids are doing down in North Portsy. But you know, it's same but different, man. Like, you, anyone who would walk through the doors of BFM and has walked through the doors of Radio 191 FM on campus down in Otago would know that they're pretty similar. There's shit on the walls. There's cool people hanging around. There's people drinking coffee. There's people doing uni work, and there's people pretending to do radio. So, you know, it's quite similar. Different logo, same shit.
Mean. We don't have a heck of a lot of time left, but I do want to ask you a few more things. Last year, there was a massive campaign to save BFM, as the station had run into a bit of trouble. Consequently, you all had a collab with a brewery, you arranged a festival, and you sold some records to keep the lights on. How many times were you on TV during that period? Because I feel like you were inescapable.
I can't count, man. I mean, like, like you said, I ended up doing a junket of promo and was on radio a lot. I made it onto ZB of all places, RNZ.
Oh, my favourite radio station.
Back when NewsHub was still doing a TV show, RAP, and then, like, The Herald, and then, I think, One News. I don't know, man, it was too much. And, like I said, hopefully one day I'll be in the papers or on TV for a good reason and not trying to fight the good fight of saving alternative radio in this country.
Yeah, it would be good to see you BFM on TV or radio for a good reason as well. I don't have a heck of a lot of time left. As I just said before, we only have one question left, and that is, what are your best music picks from New Zealand music for 2024?
Well, last night I went to Delaney Davidson and Barry Saunders, very, very intimate gig at Freedom Argolis and Ponsonby up here, and I've been absolutely loving their new album. It is a thing of beauty. Been going on a real country tip. I think, like, New Zealand alternative and New Zealand country is closely intertwined. So my current picks would be Delaney Davidson and Barry Saunders' new album, as well as Molly Payton's new album, and God, Dateline as well. It's a great album. It's a lot of fun. New Zealand music's never been stronger. So shout out the SRN. Shout out the Mighty Aotearoa Alternative Awards, and shout out to you, and shout out to Radio 1. Happy birthday.
And shout out to, and shout out to Mazagran for caffeinating our airwaves as well.
I miss Mazagran.
I had Barry on the program for a yarn about their signal, a single, Man of Few Words, and his phone went off during the interview. It was great. Oh, it was hilarious. It was hilarious. When
some of the best deer in the business, but
it sure is. It sure is. I was thinking about what to play after this interview to kind of match with your music taste. And when I think of Tom Tremier music taste, you know, Ad suggested John Hopkins. I think Chemical Brothers might have been in there as well. But I decided on Migos T-shirt, because I remember you playing that song quite a lot.
Oh, man. That is a deep cut. I was late to the Migos party, but once I heard that song, I think I listened to it for 72 hours straight. It is a tune.
It is.
God, I wish BFM would play cool stuff like that.
Oh, you have the power, my friend. You have the power.
I got no power up here, buddy. Don't get it twisted. Love to see you.
Yeah.
Zach Hoffman, thank you for having me on.
Of course.
Love all your work, Radio 1. Keep the flame burning and enjoy the week.
Likewise, man, likewise. All right, folks. That was Tom Tremuen, a absolute Radio 1 legend, coming on to talk about a great deal of things. Chief among them is his stewardship of the BFM station up in Tamaki Makaurau. Some good tune choices there, and a few other good things. We're going to play Migos T-shirt to commemorate Tom and all his service to the station and to student radio in general. So here is Migos with T-shirt. You're listening to the one, keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.